It's an act of the will. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 259. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm sure glad you're here today. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. Our reading today is Psalms 111 through 113. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we thank you, Lord, for calling us to be yours. We don't deserve it, but God, you're a God of mercy, and you are love. That's what your word says. God is love. It must be true. Since you've called me, that must be true. Sometimes I'm not very lovable, but here I am, counted as one of your children. Thank you, God. Lord, as we read your word today, I pray that your Holy Spirit would touch our hearts, touch our ears, touch our minds, and help us to understand what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms chapter 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Health and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His unrighteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms chapter 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the trash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go back to the very first verse we read today, Psalms 111, verse 1. It says, "Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." Notice, beloved, that the psalmist says, "I will praise the Lord." He doesn't say, "I feel like praising the Lord." It's an act of the will. It's not an emotion. Face it, sometimes we do not feel like praising the Lord. Maybe we've had a difficult week, or we've been on the outs with our spouse, or money ran out before the end of the month did. Or maybe we're just in a dry spell with the Lord. It happens. Does any of that change who God is? Of course not. No matter what happens in our own life, God is still God. He's still worthy of praise. And when we decide that we will praise the Lord with our whole heart, 99 times out of 100, our emotions will be lifted up as we lift up the name of the Lord. I know because I've experienced it myself, and I've talked to lots of other people who agree. When you're feeling down, or afraid, or lonely, or like God doesn't hear you, praise the Lord with your whole heart. There used to be a commercial on TV that said, "Milk, it does a body good." Well, let's change that up. "Praise, it does a spirit good." I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 25. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Praise the Lord. Bye.